This is Hope Notes with Jen. Encouragement, hope, healing, and prayers.
Hi, friend. I missed praying with you last week. I normally like to meet with you weekly, but last week I had a surgery, which I would have much rather have spent time with you instead of that. I had a complication a while ago. I came back, so the need for the surgery came back. Recovery was a lot more challenging than I'd expected, a lot more difficult the second time around than the first. And it got me thinking about how progress doesn't always look like a straight line. You deal with something in life, you think you're over it, and then it comes back and it can be worse. And you're like, God, did I miss something? Like, is this what I signed up for? Because I don't remember putting my signature on the dotted line for this. I think sometimes God allows things to keep happening in our lives because all we can do is look up and say, God, I don't have the answers. I want this to go away. I don't have that power, but you do. We're going to pray for healing today because you likely are dealing with some kind of physical issue, or maybe it's a spiritual or emotional thing, relational. Let's pray for healing. And I would love it if you want to share this with someone else who has been going through it more times than they can count, and they need a word of encouragement. Got some scriptures from Psalm 55, so you can check that out too. It's just loaded with verses to get your mind off of the things that you can't change and onto the one who never changes. Heavenly Father, thank you that you are the constant in life. A lot of other constants are that it's hard, so much harder than we want it to be, God, but that's discouraging if that's where we look. So instead, we want to look to you, and we want to look to your word. In Psalm 55, David says, I'll call on God and the Lord will rescue me. Morning, noon, and night, I cry out in my distress and the Lord hears my voice. How comforting that when we're distressed, Father, you hear us. You don't leave us there. You don't ignore us. You don't forget about us, but you hear us. And he goes on to say, he keeps me though the battle wages and there's many who oppose me. God will hear me. You also invite us to Psalm 55, 22. Give your burdens to the Lord and he will take care of you. He will not permit the godly to slip and fall. God, when we're dealing with something that we thought we dealt with and it returns, it feels like we've slipped and fallen, but we come back to your word because we know that's true. Our feelings can fade. They can be fickle. Lord, take these burdens from us, these burdens that seek to discourage us, that tax our body, that tax us emotionally, that make us want to give up, that make us want to think you don't care, that make us want to think things will never change. Oh God, we come to you, thankful that you don't leave us in the pit, but you lighten our load by taking these burdens. God, what we really want, it's healing. We want this stuff to go away, but sometimes you allow them to stay in our lives because you want us to look to you as the healer, that you're doing something so much better, maybe healing us of feeling like if we got everything we want, then we could seek you, then we'd be good. And yet you have so much more for us. So God, remove any distractions that would keep us from hearing from you, keep us from following you, God. And while we do want to pray for total healing, whatever ailment my friend is battling, how thankful we are that one day you will right all these wrongs and one day we won't have to deal with any of this junk anymore. We eagerly await that day. But until then, help us to make the most of this one. In Jesus' name, amen.
This has been Hope Notes with Jen, a Hope on Demand original podcast. And you can hear more podcasts, watch videos, and read blogs and devotions that we hope will strengthen your faith on the Hope on Demand app or at hopeondemand.com.